Thank you for choosing to listen to this message from our pastor, Brother Rob Coons. Let us enter now with the saints of God into a service already in progress.
Let's worship the Lord, saints of God. Amen. Musicians, let's just sing a song and worship the Lord for a moment. Oh, my son, that I'm afraid, exalted far above all God. Ori hiti hi sindri siti li mokoto Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus, and praise your name. I exalt thee. We worship you, Lord God. You are Lord, our God, our healer, our deliverer, Lord God.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee, oh Lord.
Ora mashatriya sandali mokotre se teri maki. Most gracious Father, I ask you to fill this, my brother, with the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father, to sweep and cleanse this vessel, Almighty God, all the way, Father God. Fill every void and every empty place, Lord God. Satan, I say that you cannot come and touch this, my brother. Our Father, I thank you, Lord God. And Satan, I let you know that this is a blood-bought, born again, filled with thy spirit, child of the living God. And Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You cannot touch what God has set apart and saved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you and praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Are you thankful for peace, brethren? A peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. You know, brethren, the paths of God are peace. Amen. You know, there's things that are taking place, brethren. And I want to share some things. There's a lot of things that are going forth from this church that are being challenged. And it's being challenged by the intellectual mind of religion. You know, and this is not something that's just a recent thing that's taking place. It's been going on before America ever was. Amen. Before America, are you listening to me? Ever was. And the Bible's very clear, brethren. The things that I'm preaching and teaching are 100% absolutely hid from the wise and the prudent. You know, when did that start happening? Many, many years ago. Nicodemus being very well numbered, and Jesus said, you know, hey, a man of your stature and of your, you know, paraphrasing, right here in Israel, and you're asking me what a man must do to be born again? You know, the thing is I wish that we could speak by the revelation of the Lord, but when you have, just as Jesus did when he was standing there, you know, with the brethren before the ascension, you know, the same thing, had unbelievers there. And speaking things in a mystery and speaking things in a veil because of that. You can all be seated. All the musicians, you can step down and be seated. We're going to speak about a couple things for just a few minutes here this morning or this evening. And Brother Mike, you got a touch from God, amen. And keep believing and trusting. And the Bible teaches us to cast down every thought and every vain imagination. Let nothing rob you from what God has done, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to believe and to trust and to pray for the brother to receive strength and virtue and anointing and power and continue to walk in. Satan is a killer, a robber, and a thief, and he'll come to steal what God has done and try to. But brother, let me speak to you just for a moment, and I won't keep you too long this evening, but don't be discouraged when people can't see, when it's hid. I don't have control, brethren, of when the eyes are been blinded. I don't have control when there's stoppers in the ears. I do have control of anointing and praying and blessing them that their ears and eyes can come open. But you have to receive. Amen. But it's hid from the wise and the prudent. Listen to me. Hid from them. Amen. And we're trusting and praying that people's eyes and the shucks could come off, that they could see clearly and see good. The thing is that a natural man will never understand the things of God. The Bible said it's the deep calling unto the deep. Amen. And the thing is there's things that we're teaching and preaching, and they wanted to kill Jesus for the very same things that he was preaching and that he was teaching. They were wanting to kill him for the very same things that he was doing. Let's go over here to 1 Corinthians 2:9 for a place to start. It says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the world with man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love the Word of God. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for the things are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." They have to be spiritually discerned, brethren. If it ain't spiritually discerned, I'm sorry. You know, I've had brethren who come to me at different times and different things, and some of you will remember this, you know. And if a man came in here and he had a white stick with a red tip on it, and he's tapping it along the ground, boy, and he's doing this, and you're talking to him, and he's doing this, you know, and looking around. I'm not mocking blindness, but I'm just giving you an idea, okay? And you say, "Sir," I said, "Man, can you see that rainbow?" And you got him out the door here, and it's a sunshiny day, and it's been raining a little bit in the mist, but just, "Can you see the rainbow? Look how beautiful it is." And you could scream, you could shout, you could dance, you could talk about it, you could express it, and he's going to be just looking around. You know, he don't see it. You can get frustrated. You could express it, you could explain it. He don't see it. The things of God are hid, brethren. The Bible talks continuously about the mysteries of God. The mysteries. What is a mystery? It's a secret. And the thing is in the scriptures, he, you know, as John, you know, was going to put some things, I said, "Don't write it down." But it'll be on their hearts. Don't even put it down on paper. And we got to be real cautious, brethren, because there's things that God could reveal to you, and it's not supposed to be revealed. "Oh, but Brother Rob, this is the time, this is the day, this is the season." Let me tell you something about this social media. Some of you ain't involved in it. There's a harvest field out there in social media. You could win some souls out there. But let me tell you something. I was talking with Brother Chris. I said, "Brother Chris," I said, "you're numbered with me now. You need to be very careful. Because let me tell you, I've been working with some men for years now on social media that the Lord has, not by discernment and not by dealing with me, says, and he's not allowing me to speak. But he can go on there and say, "Oh, bless God, I'm going to show him this revelation I come to." And he can have blood on his hands speaking the truth of God's word. And he could have blood dripping on his hands and be absolutely stand guilty before the Lord. I've had other people in this work that think that, you know, "Well, I'm just going to go ahead and unveil this. I'm going to go ahead and tell them." And a lot of times it's because they want to project self instead of the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God says, "Don't say nothing. Don't speak. Be careful. Cautious." Am I rebuking Chris here? No, I'm talking to all of us. We're all involved in social media. Every one of you, I'm not every one of you, but a good part of you in here, you're intermingling and talking to people and this and that and thus and us and this and that. And you got to be very careful. Because if Brother Bo goes online and says something in a group that I'm involved in, guess what? I'm numbered with it. Well, he must have got that over there from his pastor. Any of you that are doing these things. And you get out here and what happens is, you see, I explained this to a man today. I wrote 4 or 5 letters today. Probably more than that. But I'm just talking about to one individual. Private. Nobody else reading them. But I told him I was in a group. And there was a Jesus name minister in there. And all these Trinitarians jumped on him and were crucifying him. And he was he never got mad. He never got arrogant. He never started character assassinating. He never got rude. He just kept coming back with verse and Bible. Verse and word, Bible. Just kept on real easy going like that. Now you say one could set 1,000 a flight and two could set 10,000 a flight. You know, Brother Rob, you should have jumped in with them. We're called in defense of the Word of God. Now see, somebody could take and rebuke me with Bible saying, you shouldn't have sat there and watched this happen, brother. You should have got in and you should have said, hey, this is going to be established in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. But what happened, brethren, we stay away from vain controversies. But what happened in the midst of this thing, all of these people jumped in. And they jumped on this guy, and they're assassinating him. And they took and they cut him off, and they blocked him from this private group that he could not get in there and do anything. Now, let me ask you what would happen to Brother Rob. If I would have got on there and said, the brother's right, yay and amen, and this is the word of God, I would have been cut off too. But since that time, by listening to the Lord and using wisdom, I have remained in but pulled some people out of it. And they've come to a revelational doctrine of understanding because of using wisdom. The Bible said, ye that win souls are wise. And you think because you have a truth and they don't have the truth that you got the right to speak it. It's not always worked that way. If you go and read the tract that I wrote about how do I know that I'm born again, I used an example, a little child this big, mama's this big, carrying the little child's baby, brother or sister. Little thing, mama, where did my baby come from? Oh, well, I'm going to tell them the truth. I know. Well, you know, mama and daddy, and you go into all the full details saying, it's the truth. This is what happened. And you can go into expression, the full-blown expressions of the marriage relationship. But that's a little child there. I don't think you need to go into all that, do you? You can say, it come from God. It's a gift from God. God planted a seed in mama's womb. And this is where your brother come from. And it suffices them well. But we got to be so careful and so cautious. And sometimes we have to spoon feed. Me and Brother Bo, man, could get together and, man, we could wear out an old steak. Man, we can have that thing going, son. That's good. Man, you smoked that just right. But you know what? I could give it to the little baby man that's on formula. Say, here you go, man. Have some steak and kill her. You see, we got to understand these things. We've got to be so careful. I think about the grace of God, how long He's worked with me and drawn me and helped me and drawed me. And, you know, and it's taken Him years to bring me to some revelation. But I think somebody's going to get it tonight. They're going to get it tomorrow. They're going to get it overnight. We got to work with them and help them and lead them. And, you know, we've got to be very careful. The Bible said some come in to spoil our liberties. And we got to discern and we got to come and start comprehending, understanding what is happening and what is taking place. This has got to come by the Spirit of God. This has got to be spiritually discerned. Do you know that you can't give spiritual discernment? Now, I know this, that they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Now, I know this, that in another place where I believe it was Brother Paul that made the statement that he was imparting gifts. Now, we got the gift of faith. Miracles, healing, tongues, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits. Yes, we could lay hands on people and pray for them, but they've got to be desiring and drawing for the things of God. They got to have this desire. It might be your desire, but no man comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws. And if God doesn't draw a man to this, he'll never have spiritual discernment to discern this. But you know, brethren, you can go out here and you could find 100,000 people that are against what I'm preaching. You can find a lot more than that if you want to know the truth. I'm just talking. But you ain't going to find 10,000 that are going to be in agreement with Jesus Christ and His Word. Brethren, there was a religious people that came against Jesus. It wasn't the drunks. It wasn't the harlots. It wasn't the murderers. You understand that? It was the religious people. Man, they hated him. They hated him, and they weren't satisfied until they kill him. I'm accustomed for people to try to kill me. It's a daily thing, brethren, that people are trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me. They want to make me a false prophet. They want to make me a devil. They want to make me not know God nor have God. When all they could do is sit down with the love of God and say, wait a minute, and need to be careful how we speak and what we say. And we can be blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Do you realize that? We don't want to do that. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Let's go down to 15 for a minute. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I'm going to say a couple things here this evening, brethren, but I'm going to tell you something. There's people that don't know how, and I say it. How many times have you heard from this sacred desk, rightly dividing the word of God, a workman who need not be ashamed, okay? And I say line upon line, precept upon precept, correct? Amen. The Bible said there's one faith, one God, and one baptism. One baptism. I could take you into the scriptures where it's, there's a scripture in there. And in Hebrews 6, if you wanted to go over there, in the very first part of Hebrews 6, it talks about that we have to go on into the doctrines of baptisms with an S. Oh, but now, man, that's contradictory in the Bible, because the Bible said there's one faith, one God, one baptism. But then yet it goes over and talks about baptisms. Is that right? What are these baptisms? Well, there's a baptism of repentance. There's a baptism of fire. A baptism of the Holy Ghost. Very clearly in the scriptures. Well, we got more than one baptism then. Why does it say one baptism? But you see, there is only one baptism, but we have to differentiate to a natural, physical, spiritual, a body, soul, and spirit. I say these things over and over and over again. But when a man thinks like a man and he brings everything to man and man's mind and man's understanding is hid from him, he'll never understand that. The Bible said there's one God, and you can't say that you're a God. You know, brethren, the Bible says in the Old Testament, there is no other God beside me. No other. And we come over and we find Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. So if we're going to go to Trinitarian doctrine and say, well, there's, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Okay, I teach that doctrine. I preach it all the time. I love that, man. That's the Word of God, Father, Word, and Holy Ghost. But if I'm going to make it like them, make it three persons, you know, elementary stuff, person, 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 one, two, three, then I got three persons, and they're all three gods? I'm sorry, I got three gods. So what are we going to do with that doctrine?
Oh, but see, brother, you didn't got the revelation.
Puke. I'm sorry. I hate religion. I hate religious Pharisees. They don't have no revelation, no understanding. And the scriptures they'll use against me and saying there's one God, one God, one God. And I said, hey, praise God. But what are we going to do with this one God? The same thing we're going to do with one baptism. We're going to understand it. There's a Father, Word, and Holy Ghost. And we got to understand that. These three are one. Not three persons, they're one. I've got a body, soul, spirit, but I'm still one person. You all have heard this. That's not where I'm going tonight, but I'm just expressing to you the things that we deal with on a daily basis. Been dealing with this on a daily basis for years, brethren. For years. I know the mind. I know the doctrines. I've looked into them. I've studied them. And I've seen, but they had to come eyes open to it. You see, the thing is, you know, when I teach a doctrine, ye that are born of God cannot sin. That is not a paraphrase. That is a quote right out of the Bible. I could take you over to John 3rd chapter and read that to you. Ye that are born of God cannot sin. And then it goes on right in the same chapter. It says, ye that sin are of the devil. So now the thing is, I'm going to jump on some doctrine. Man, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, and I sin every day. And I said, you're of your father, the devil. But then yet I go over to 1 John 1, and you that say you have not sinned are a liar and deceive yourself and say you have no sin. Now I, as a man, was born in sin. How many times have you heard this from the sacred desk? But it's hid from them. They'll never hear this. You are a man, you're born in sin, you're shaping in iniquity, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But somewhere, I found out that I was born again. Born again. I'm not born of that corruptible seed no more. I'm not born of a man no more. I did not come from the flesh no more. The flesh is death. The flesh is enmity with God. The carnal mind God hates. I'm no longer a sinner, brother. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. Amen. That's not hard to understand. Do you want me to speak by a man? Oh, wretched man that I am. Who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? But I'm not going to talk about him. He's been crucified with Christ. Anybody read their Bible? He was crucified with Christ. He no longer lives. I was buried with Jesus in baptism. And I come forth resurrected with him in life. I got the power of life. I got the Prince of life. I got eternal life living in me. God the Father, the same Spirit that was in Jesus is in me. Amen. Amen. You say, well, the Father's in heaven. He's in me. I got Bible for that. He is in me. He's in every member of his body. He's not a person. He's invisible. Amen. Persons are not invisible. This is not new revelation, brother. You see, what we got to do is come to this revelation understanding. But because some don't see and some don't understand, it causes others to stumble. It's easy. We got to make Jesus twain. Is that right? Both Lord and Christ. Some of you are like the Catholic Church. God died on the cross of Calvary. Impossible! God is the Prince of life. He cannot die. The Bible said he cannot lie. Why? Because he's the Spirit of truth. He cannot lie. He cannot die. He has no beginning. The Son of Man had a beginning when he was birthed over there in Bethlehem. The Son of God had no beginning. He said he has no mother and father. The Son of Man had a mother named Mary. But the Son of God has no mother, no father. So what are you going to do with that? You're going to make him two persons right there talking about Jesus? The Spirit of the Father was living in the fullness in him without measure. You see, people are so carnal minded that it's hid from them because of their wisdom. And they're going after Bible studies and going after these other blind. The blind lead the blind. And he's going to follow after the other blind theologians and after the other blind doctors of divinity and follow after these whoremongers that go off and sleep with whores and sleep with women and defy the word of God and defy the word, and they teach their doctrines of devils. I'm going to follow after that. Why? Because that's what they are. Two can't walk together lest they be in agreement. Is that true or false, brethren? So, what are we doing? What are you talking about? What are we saying here tonight? Saying the same things I've been saying all along. Is this a new revelation, brethren? Is this something new to you tonight? Amen? No, it isn't. So what we're doing is we're learning to work together and labor together to win souls into the kingdom. Is that what we're doing here tonight? Okay, we've got people that are going to be coming in amongst us, brethren, that are blind. They don't have eyes to see, nor do they have ears to hear. And they're lame. They're not walking in the Spirit. And we got to be very careful. Got to be very cautious. And we got to be very loving. And we got to know how to work with them and help them and lead them into the truth. Amen? I got brethren here with me that's been with me for years, and sisters have been with me for years. And then I find them being tossed to and fro by winds of doctrine. And I find them finding themselves with confessions that I'm confused. I'm confused. Where did confusion come from? The doctrine I'm preaching has no confusion in it. But it's confusing to the carnal mind. It's confusing to man because he's never seen beyond the veil of the flesh into the Spirit, into the marvelous kingdom of God. He's never seen it. It's hid from him. Never seen good when good comes. How can I teach that I'm a God when there's only one God? How can I teach that? How can I teach there's more than one baptism when the Bible says one baptism? How can I teach that? How could Jesus be the firstborn of many brethren, and then I'm coming and born as a brother, a son of God? You know, how many times you've heard this said from the sacred desk? You know, the Bible said, beloved, now ye are the sons of God. Okay, and if I say that Isaiah over here, look at him. He's a son of man. I know his daddy. His daddy's over here on the camera. There's a son of man right there. He come after the loins of his father, and the blood seed left the father into the mother's womb, and there's the product of it, a son of man. I was born that way. Little Isaiah was born into sin, shaping in iniquity. He's just a little boy, you know, and it's appointed unto him death. You understand that? And to go back to corruption. But praise God for being born again and having a heavenly Father, having a Spirit as it cries, Abba, Father. Amen. Now, if I was born of my Father, naturally speaking, I'm a man. Now, that's not hard, is it? Is that complicated? Somebody help me out here. Is that complicated that when you're born and your daddy's a man and you're a child of him, that you're a man? Somebody here was talking to me the other day, their parents, I think somebody, raises dogs. Oh, come on. Well, they got a female doggie and they got a little male doggie and they get together and do what little female and male doggies do and they bring little puppy doggies. Well, why didn't they bring forth a little lion? Why did the two little poodles not bring forth a giraffe? Because poodles beget poodles. Is that hard? Dogs beget dogs. Okay, so I'm born of God. I got a heavenly Father. He's a God. What am I? I'm a son of God. So what is a son of God? It's a God. Is that hard to understand? But we're one with Him. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. I show you a mystery when the man and woman become one in the flesh. You know, and man, I tell you, the average Christian person is going to scream, it's a cult, run from it. Get away from it. It's a cult. It's a cult. They said that you're God. But then yet they'll call Satan a God. Isn't that what the Bible says? Satan is the God of this world? Okay, well, if Satan is the God of this world and Jesus is our God and the Father's God, oh, but there's just one God. Let's throw the Bible away. We don't understand it. You know, we don't understand. Friend, we got to be careful. We got to be so careful, so careful. You know, the thing is we need to find the mind, the will of God. John 5, 14th chapter, afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Did Jesus lie to that man when he told him to sin no more? And if my Bible teaches me that ye that sinner of the devil, and then you want me to teach a doctrine in this church that you're sinners, and that you sin every day. My Bible said ye that are born of God cannot sin. It didn't say you might slip, you can't. It's impossible for a son of God to sin. Impossible, impossible. He cannot sin. Cut and dry. You know why he can't? That's right, the seed remaineth in him. But if he did sin, sin is the sting of death. And if you sin, then you die. And if you die, it means you haven't passed from death unto life. And that would make Jesus' word a lie, because Jesus plainly says in his word, amen, plainly teaches the last enemy of God was death. And the Bible says clearly that death is abolished. And if sin isn't done away with, and if the Jesus' blood did not take away sin, then what is? Nothing could take away sin except the blood of Jesus. And He came and shed every drop for you and I. He done away with our sin. Oh, you sing your songs. He put it as far as the east is from the west. Believe it. If you're a sinner, you're of the devil. That means you have, and the devil is your father. And that means that death has got a hold of you. And that means that you're going to perish. I've already died the only death that I'm ever going to die, brethren. I was crucified with Jesus Christ at Calvary. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. There's too much Bible, brethren, but why do they want to grab on? Because they're following after the blind. And the blind are leading the blind. And they're all going to go into the ditch, the great abyss of hell. Brethren, I'm going to preach the Word of God. I'm going to preach the gospel that Jesus preached. I have passed from death unto life. I'm eternal. I'm hid away. I'm sealed in. I'm no longer a man. Brethren, it was appointed unto man to die. A man has not seen God. But we're the sons of God. Amen. We're born of God. The Bible is so clear, brethren. It's so easy. But you got to get the shucks off of your eyes to see good when good comes. It's hid from them. They're not going to see it. And they'll die and perish in their sin. Brethren, is this complicated? It's not complicated things. If Jesus came to abolish death, how many believe that he did what he came to do? Does anybody believe that Jesus fulfilled? Do you believe that he's going to come back and die again? Do you believe he's going to come back and get beaten again? Do you believe he's going to come back and shed his blood again? He don't need to because he's already fulfilled that. Death has been done away with. It's abolished. It's done away with. Why? Because sin was dealt with and done away with. And I'm born of the Spirit. I'm born of God. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm seeing in the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm praying in the Spirit. I am now spiritual. Amen. And I'm speaking to you as spirituals. I'm not speaking to you as men. If you want to talk as a man, you're a sinner and you're on your way to hell. But you need to get born again. Repent of your sin. Ask God to take it and put it as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's get rid of the sin. Sin will kill you. Sin will destroy you. Jesus done it. Praise God. Can't you just rejoice with him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You took away my sin. Thank you, Lord. You've washed me with your blood. Thank you, Lord. You made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The old thing has passed away and all things have become new. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm eternal. I'm living forever. I cannot die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The wise and prudent will never see that. They say, brother, my grandpa said he wasn't going to die, neither and we buried him. I said, oh, no. He was buried, if he was a son of God, was buried with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I was buried. Amen. In a watery grave of baptism, they took me down. Amen. And I come forth as a new creature in Christ. Are you saying the water saved you, brother? No, I'm not saying the water saved me. I'm saying that was done before the world ever was. Jesus put my name down in the book of life. Amen. Predestined me before the world ever was as a son of God. Hallelujah. And if you can't believe that about yourself, you better make that call and election sure. Amen. You know, I say, I don't believe in predestination. I know because you're on your way to hell is why. Well, I don't believe that there's no sin doctrine. That's because you're on your way to hell because you're a sinner. You can't believe it because you're blind. Amen. You better start letting Jesus Christ be the high priest of your profession. And if he didn't take away your sin, then when's it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Well, brother, I know these people that are in your church. And I say, and you say that you're teaching a doctrine they cannot sin, and they do this and they do that and they stumble around. And my Bible said, blessed is the man who God does not impute sin. Amen. And when you go out here and trespass against God, they said, Father, pray for our trespasses. Amen. This is what how Jesus taught them to pray. For their trespasses. Now the thing is you might do something wrong. But if it's imputed to you as sin, then it's death and you're going to hell. Yeah, we still got sinners in this world, brethren. There's still sinners in this world. I'm just not one of them. Because I come to a revelation of who my God is. Who's my Savior. I see such foolishness. I ain't following no man, I'm following God. If you can't follow a man, you will go to hell, thus saith the Lord.
Because let me tell you something, the Son of Man came and walked among men, and if you couldn't submit to Him, He said, if you don't know Me, you don't know My Father. If you can't believe the works that I do, you cannot believe the works that My Father's done. Amen. I'm a Son of God, and if you can't follow Me, and you can't walk with Me, you will die and go to hell, thus saith the Lord. Why? Because I'm a Son of God. I'm born of God. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm following Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, brethren, we're going to have to come to this revelation. Is it about me? It's about Him. There's only one God, Brother Rob, and I know I'm in Him, and He's in me. That's what my Bible says. Come on, that's what my Bible says. Amen. You love the Lord? Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh here too, and I work. Hey, praise God. I love Jesus. Do you love Him? Let's go on here just a minute. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now my Bible said, let this mind be in you, Brother Rob Coons. Let this mind be in you, Brother Randy Gilbert. Let this mind be in you, Brother Chris Loggins. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. We better start believing this word or you'll die as a man. The Bible said you die like men because you lack knowledge. You lack understanding, and I'm bringing you the revelation and the knowledge that make you not die like a man. It's appointed unto every man to die. Praise God. I died with Jesus. I've been crucified with Christ. Amen. I died with Him, and I was buried with Him, and I resurrected with Him. You understand that? Have you been resurrected? Are you a child of the resurrection? Are you a child of the night? Or are you a child of the day? Are you a child of death? Or are you a child of the resurrection? Are you a child of corruption? Or are you a child of incorruption? Which one is it? Let Jesus Christ be the high priest of your profession and believe what He did. Believe that He set you free from sin. Believe that He set you free from death. Believe that He made you one with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't like unbelief. Amen. Why are you preaching this, Brother Rob? Because it's in my heart. It's in my spirit. It's in my soul. It's in every part of me. Amen. This is the Word of God. Amen. And some filthy, perverted theologian, some filthy, perverted evangelist, some filthy doctor of theology, and some perverted evangelist ain't going to tell me no different. I believe what my Word says, my Bible says, and I become one with this Word, and my eyes have been opened, and the shucks were removed off my eyes, and the stoppers were taken out of my ears, and I hear from my Heavenly Father, amen, and He says, believe me, brother, just like He spoke from heaven and said, but this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He's talking about you and me. We're the beloved sons of God. Amen. Can you believe that? We're sons of God. We're sons of God, brethren. We're children of God. Children of the Most High God. Amen. We're one with Him. There's only one God. And we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Amen. You know, predestination for eternal life is in Jesus, in Christ. And if you ain't in Him, then you have no part of this. Amen. We got to be one with Him. We have to be one with Him. The Jews sought more to kill Him because He not only broke the Sabbath, but He said also that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God. Praise God. Are you part of that brotherhood? Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the sick can do nothing
of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, those also doeth the Son likewise. We got any sons of God in here? Hallelujah. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. God's good, isn't he? For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Oh my. And that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death. Passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they here shall live. Can you hear the voice of God? Can you hear it sounding forth? The last trump is sounding forth, and we got to receive and we got to hear. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, it's sad when people cannot hear the voice of God. Amen. I'm not talking about myself, brethren. I'm talking about the Son of God. Where's he at? Where's the Son of God at tonight? Oh, but you preach the message, beloved, now we are the sons of God. And if he was the firstborn of many brethren, and our fathers, no respecter of person, and what he done for Jesus, he'll do for me. Amen. See, but man, you feel blasphemous to take it to yourself. But you'll to talk about doctrine. Oh, you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Not robbery to be equal with God. You cannot become equal with God unless you become one with him. And when you become one with him, you're one with him. He's given you everything that pertaineth unto life, he says. Everything. If you could preach a doctrine that you can't sin, that means you're preaching a doctrine that you can't die. You're preaching a doctrine that you're hid away in Christ. You're preaching a doctrine that you're already in heavenly places. But you'll never understand that in your reprobate, carnal, filthy mind. You got to come into revelation. You got to come into the mind of God. Or he'll be hid from you and he'll be blinded to you. You understand that? Kenneth Copeland was teaching that heaven was out on a planet out there. Come on, how carnal can we be, brethren? If heaven is out there on planet 89 and a half, out this way. So I'm pointing at him this way. Which way is the dude in Japan doing? Oh, you got to go south for out of the atmosphere. Make a left turn, go around the big rock out there, follow the comet Carnal for 1,200,000 days. Oh, and there it is. What kind of ignorance? Why does a man try to understand God in his carnal mind? It'll never understand it. God is in me. I could take you into Scripture where he said he's in me and I'm in him. Jesus went on to say the Father's in me and I'm within the Father. And you're in me and I'm in you. Come on, separate that. And you say, well, who do you think you are? I'm a son of the living God. And he's living in me. The Bible says plainly the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says plainly that Jesus' prayers returned to his own bosom. But he had a big loud horn. Hey, God, up there. Up there, up there, up there. Did you hear me? Come on, what kind of ignorance is that? I'm talking about carnality. They got to have a planet out there. And they got to have a Father on a throne and a Son on the throne and a Holy Ghost on the throne. And the Bible said there's one throne, one God. They can't understand it because they're blind and it's hid from the blind. Brethren, Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's the only person of God. Amen. Do you understand that? Amen. Well, then what are you then, Brother Rob? I'm body of Christ. Yeah. I'm the same body, amen. appearing in another form, the Bible says. But you can't see it because it's hid from you. It's hid from your blinded eyes. And the shucks are on your eyes. And you can't hear good when good comes. And you're lost on your way to hell. Unless you could believe that you are born of God and a son of God. And that sin was done away with. And if you can't believe that sin isn't done away with, then you will die in your sin. But he's my high priest of my profession. And I'm eternal. I'm hid away. I'm sealed in. I pass from death unto life, and nothing could be laid to my charge because I'm a son of God. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you can't believe this, thus saith the Lord, you'll go to hell. You go back and lean to your Trinitarian doctrine, and you make three gods, and you'll die and go to hell when you reject this. I thank God that you're listening tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something, brethren. Don't come against this. Don't you even give ear to somebody coming against this. You think the only one that's running their mouth is the one that's going to stand accountable to God. When somebody speaks against the Holy Ghost, brethren, they blaspheme. I'm a son of God. Why? Because I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, go ye and tarry there until you are endued with power. That power is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That makes me one with God. You understand that? That's the mystery Paul was talking about. Amen. It's not a mystery to me. I'm one with God. And you say, but someday, Brother Rob, this body's going to be redeemed. This body has already been redeemed, or the Bible is a lie. The body has already been redeemed, but it's hid from the world. They don't see it. They don't see it, but let me tell you, one day they're going to see Brother Rob standing with Jesus Christ, and they're going to see me as a son of God. And I'm going to say unto them, I said, brother, it was always this way. I could take you in the Bible and read that to you verbatim. That's what the Bible says. The world cannot receive you. The world does not know you, the Bible says. You understand it? It doesn't know you as sons of God. Why? Because it's hid from them. They're blind. And the blind lead the blind. And they go over to Professor Reprobate with his three-God doctrine. And they go over to the Reprobate Pentecostal Church where they play games and make a mockery of God. And they want to run around speaking in tongues and rolling on the floor. Am I against those saints? No, I'm not. Because I believe in the Word of God. And you get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. You might talk in tongues all night. And I rejoice with you. But what I'm saying, I'm talking about everybody that speaks in tongue ain't got the Holy Ghost. And when you believe that they do, then you've opened up a door for the greatest deception you ever seen. I told a man in a letter today, I said, you know what? You could live like a drunk. You could live like a dog. You could drink and snort and smoke and lie and cheat. And guess what? This revealing word will still be coming to you. It doesn't vindicate you. It's you that take authority over that man and crucify him with Christ, amen, and come forth as a new creature in Christ Jesus, walking in righteousness, walking in holiness, and believing the Word of God, amen, walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, amen. Say, what do you eat tonight, Brother Rob? Man, I drank of some of that blood, amen, and ate of some of that flesh, and I ain't no thirsty or hungry no more, and never shall be. Amen. I tell you what, it vexes me and grieves my spirit when people come against the written word of revelation. We got to believe this word. A Trinitarian will read in Matthew 28:19 and said, I believe and I'm going to baptize like the Bible says in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I do too. But I just know the name. And then they come against this. How many places in Acts are you going to find that they're baptized in the name of Jesus? How many places? Numerous. But they got one scripture. And you cannot find that fulfilled nowhere in this Bible. Nowhere in this Bible will you find any of the brethren, any of the leaven that was there baptizing one person in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in the name of titles. They baptized them in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, because they knew the revelation that it comes in no other name. And it's the only name given among men that thou shalt be saved. Amen. You said, I done heard this. But as long as you're hearing it, we got people sitting and come among us that don't believe it. And they're trying to rob and steal and kill. Amen. And we're not going to stand for it, brethren. We're going to preach God's word and we'll watch them carry them out in a box and bury them in the dirt. And they'll find themselves in hell. Thus saith the Lord. What do you think of that? That's frightening. We got to be careful. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you give ear to. Be careful. Be cautious. I got to be careful what I speak and what I say. Brethren, I'm telling you something. There's already been dead that are cut off from this world and the world to come, and they will never find God. Never. They will never, ever, ever find repentance and ever find God. The Bible said that there's some among us that are twice dead, plucked up by the root. Do you know what that means? When something is twice dead, see, I'm twice born. I'm eternal. I can't die. But when you're twice dead, you can't live. Do you understand? You can't live in this world or the world to come, because life is in Jesus and Jesus only. That's why he's the Prince of Life. But there's another father of death, and it's Satan. We know who he is. Amen. Let's stand together, brethren. Pray for me. Amen. You love the Lord? Praise the Lord. Remember, we're going to have a baptism on Sunday evening. There's a family that's made a decision to come here. There's some things that are... I didn't help them make the decision. I didn't even know they was following after us. There's people that listen and watch, getting our CDs and things. They made a decision to come here. They wrote me and called me, and I met them. The thing is that after they made the decision, I got a letter from the husband, and I got a letter from the wife. And they're in two different places. And they both are sending me a letter that they both had made a decision outside of the other one knowing their decision. But they both made a decision the very same day and said that they were before the Lord in prayer and that the Lord told them to come here to High Point. So when they go to notify one another that they've made this decision in prayer, that that's what they're supposed to do, when they were notifying one another, they both found out that the decision had already been made. You understand that? Isn't that? That's God. I had no part of that decision. But after they made the decision, I told them, I said, okay, now that you've made the decision, remember, you've heard this from God. But get ready now for the fight. So I write two letters. I said, get ready for the fight. The fight's going to come on. I said, you know, and the fight's going to come from the household. You understand that? If you can't hate your own husband, if you can't hate your own wife, if you can't hate your own mother, you ain't worthy of me. You see, we got to learn that revelation, what that's saying. But I said, it's going to come from the members of your own home, most likely. See, we got to be crucified in the house of our friends, don't we? Bring the Word of God to life today to fulfill the Word in the Scriptures. You understand that? So the tribulation, the persecution, the sword has come. Pray for them. Pray for him. You love the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song, brother, and we'll close the service. I appreciate you coming to the altars and praying with Brother Mike.
More precious than silver. Lord, you are.
I'll say something as we're closing here. There's one thing you don't want to mess with, and that's God. And God's anointed and God's elect. You don't want to mess with that. Well, who do you think you are? I'm just a humble servant of the Lord trying to help you in your faith. And I preach God's word.
Lord, you
love you, Jesus.
Than diamonds.
Hallelujah.
Nothing I desire compares with you.
Let me read one scripture, and I promise we're closing. Some of you know this set of scriptures. This isn't about Brother Rob. That's not why I'm reading this. But this is about God's people, servants. Romans 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now I said there's only one power. But then right in the same verse it says, but the powers to be are ordained of God.
Amen.
So, what are you going to do with that? Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinances of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Right. Listen to me. The Bible said if you cannot discern, or them that are not discerning the body of Christ, what does it say about them? They bring damnation to themselves, doesn't it? And the Bible says that they're sick and there's afflicted among you because they don't know how to discern the body of God.
That's right.
And we get together and we spew and we puke and we vomit. Come on, man. People don't understand what they're doing. They're killing themselves and they're cutting themselves off from God. Don't reason against God. Don't reason against the powers of God.
Amen.
We can't do that. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. What thou then? Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. What is the thing that God hates more than anything, brethren? What is it that he hates more than anything? He tells us in Proverbs, sowing discord among the brethren. He hates that more than adultery, hates that more than fornication, hates that more than feet to shed innocent blood. Why? Because it kills and destroys. Amen. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, and fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. I'll stop there. Let's sing a song.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are.
Father, we pray that their eyes will come open, that their ears will open. Father, that they can see good when good comes, that the revelation of Jesus Christ will come. And Christ could be revealed, and that the Godhead could be made understanding to them in the name of Jesus.
Desire compares with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you are more precious.
We love you, Lord. Brother Frady, if you'll come up to dismiss us tonight. Pray for me, saints of God. I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want my eyes open to the things in the Word of God. I want to be numbered with the deep, calling upon the deep. Amen. I want to be a steward. of the mysteries of God. I want to see beyond the veil of the flesh. I want to see beyond and into the heavens, as Paul said, speaking about the third heaven. Amen.
Lord, you
and I trust that you can understand the first, second, third heaven. And you know that it ain't out there on some distant planet. That there's a spirit world, the Bible said, a great cloud of witnesses all around about us. Brethren, Jesus is all around about us. He's here. He's in us and through us. The Father's here. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. They're all here with us. Well, where's heaven? If you could just get your eyes open for a glimpse, a little glimpse, you'll see that you're standing in heavenly places like the Bible says. Amen. And you'll get out of your carnal mind and your carnal reasoning, which is death, and it'll destroy you. God bless. I love you, Brother Frady. Just give him a hand. Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope this message has enlightened and encouraged you. If you would like to receive other messages and teachings from Brother Rob, please feel free to contact us. Our web address is christiantempleonline.org. Or you may write us at Christian Temple, 3844 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. We, the brothers and sisters of Christian Temple, would like to invite you to come worship with us. Our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday nights. We are located at 3842 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. For directions, go to christiantempleonline.org/map. Thank you again for listening, and may God richly bless you.